All right. Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining. This is Confessions of a Serial Wife. So my normal day has been Fridays here lately because that just seems to work out best with my schedule. However, I seem to have a little lapse today in meetings and activities, so I thought I would take this opportunity to go ahead and do an episode. I guess this episode is stemming from my experiences recently. Maybe that's what stems them all. So I have always been active in the community. I've always been active in my kids' schools. I've always had friends. Since I married my last husband, my current husband, the kids are older, so I don't do school activities. And, you know, I went back to college, and that takes you away from everybody because you are so busy. Like, I was reading and doing homework and crying like all the time because I was so busy and so stressed out. And that was a lot of years that, you know, that took. It wasn't like, you know, just a couple of weeks. So you tend to drift apart from friends. And, you know, now I have some work people that I am kind of friends with. And I have, you know, my husband's work people that we're kind of friends with. But it's not like it used to be when the kids were younger, because there was parties and there were community things, and, you know, it was always kid-driven. So I was very active and very social and, you know, all of that stuff. And just because of happenstance, you know, I'm not really anymore. I guess if I'm invited somewhere, I like to go, usually. I don't do much inviting. I don't do entertaining anymore. I haven't since the kids were small. And I guess it's because, I don't know, maybe it's a little bit because of how my husband is. And, you know, I don't want to be humiliated or embarrassed or whatever. Maybe a little bit of it is because, you know, the house isn't quite as new and fresh as when the kids were small. So maybe part of it is that. I don't know. I'm always social, though. I always say hi. I always wave. I go out of my way to do nice things for people still. Neighbors and, you know, old friends of, you know, that were friends because they were parents of the kids that the kids hung out with. You know, and I'm friends with them on Facebook, and, you know, we post pictures back and forth. And so there's still that, but it's different now. I guess life changes things. But recently, I don't know, just a couple of things have just really struck me. So, and this has happened before, and it hasn't been such a craw for me, but, you know, just, I don't know, a few weeks back, my husband and I, we walk the neighborhood, we walk the dogs. You know, we're normal people, we're always nice. And we see a guy that used to have his own business over here. And it was a great business, and he had good work, and it was cheap. And so we were probably his top customers. And he told us that on several occasions. And he tried to give us discounts sometimes, and we never took it because he was struggling and he had a bunch of kids. And, you know, so we just helped to support a small business is what we did, and ended up with, you know, a lot of the perks, a lot of the items. And we've seen him. He lives you know, in the neighborhood we walk, and so we walk past his house quite a bit, and we've seen him on occasion. And once, you know, I yelled at him and said, "Hi, how you doing?" And, you know, as we're still walking, we didn't really stop because times of COVID, but as we're walking, we kind of, you know, yell niceties back and forth and kind of update briefly. It was like, I don't know, 5 minutes worth of verbiage as we're walking. It was cordial. That's great. But, you know, we catch him from time to time. And this time, a couple of weeks ago, we're walking past his house. And he's getting in and out of his pickup out front. And I was kind of watching because that's the way we're turning. So our head is, you know, we're facing that way anyway. And so I was watching because I didn't want to interrupt him and yell at him, you know, hi or whatever. But I thought if he looked our way that I would just, you know, wave, smile, whatever. And so he did. He looked right at me and I waved and smiled and he turned his head and looked at the ground and hurried up and went inside or whatever he did. And I told my husband, I said, you know, did that seem really weird to you? I thought, and it wasn't like he didn't see that it was us because, you know, he recognized us last time and I did wave and smile. So maybe he was caught off guard. Maybe, you know, he was busy in thought. So there's 100 reasons why I guess he would have, you know, not waved or smiled back or whatever. But then, I swear it was like the next week. So like last week, we go to the grocery store. And as I walk in, granted, I had a face covering on. But you know how when you see somebody and they recognize you, you can tell that they recognize you, like their eyes do something, like you can just tell. And so I walk into the grocery store. My husband's right behind me, and he's pretty difficult to miss. And so I walk in, and I see my backyard neighbor, and she's standing there doing something. But she looked right at me, and I swear her eyes even got bigger when she saw me. And then she turned her head and walked away really fast. Almost like she thought that I didn't see her, or she didn't want me to recognize her, or she wanted to pretend like she didn't recognize me. So, I don't know. It was really weird. Now, if you've ever listened to my podcast, you know I always tell you to start at the beginning. So I'm going to make a reference now to an earlier podcast where I've mentioned something. And if you haven't listened to previous podcasts, then you'll be thinking I'm crazy. So please always go back and listen to my podcast. But so if you recall from an earlier podcast, this neighbor that lives behind me is one that my daughter was kind of half friends with their daughter. They were roughly the same age, but her daughter was like twice the size of mine. So it was weird and awkward, and they weren't great friends, but they were cordial. And we went boating with them once, and we went back to their house. They invited us back to their house. That's how it got started. I didn't want to stay very long because, as it turns out, we had just adopted a dog. And it was his very first day home. And so I didn't want to leave him alone. So I locked him in the bathroom. I felt horrible, but I wasn't sure how he would be in a house. So I locked him in the bathroom and I figured he'd survive a couple hours. And we went back to their, whatever it was. They said they were having friends over. So we go back to their house. The kids are all off playing. There's a whole bunch of kids. There's a whole bunch of adults. We're drinking beer. We're sitting at the little kitchen bar, and the man of the house is kind of cooking or dinking in the kitchen. And all of a sudden I realize that there are no adults around anywhere. And then I see one go into the garage, like, you know, the little door to the garage from inside the house. And so I'm thinking, well, that's pretty weird. So I mentioned something about getting a beer or something. And the man of the house said, oh, yeah, it's right through there, and pointed to where the garage door is. And he kind of smirked at me a little bit and then looked down at the floor really awkwardly. And so I thought, okay, it's just me and my husband and him kind of socializing, and everybody else is gone, and the kids once in a great while will make a tear through the kitchen area and then go back. So I venture over and I open up the door and I look in into the garage, and they've got all these chairs set up in a circle in the garage, and every adult from the party or whatever it was gathering is in these chairs. So everybody's literally sitting in a circle in the garage. No cars in the garage. It's just a ring of chairs. And so I kind of looked at everybody, and everybody kind of looked at me, and I was tipsy, so I didn't notice a whole lot, and I was feeling really awkward because I didn't know anybody except for the owners of the house. So I grabbed my beer and I smiled, and I'm sure I giggled and, you know, whatever, and went back into the house and finished my beer. And when I walked in, you know, of course he was kind of giggling at me, and my husband was oblivious. And so I finished that beer and I said, okay, we should probably go because we have this new dog. So we gathered up the kids and we went home. And the poor dog, he had crapped all over the bathroom. He was scared to death, so I felt horrible. But we had him for a long, long, long time, so that was okay. So anyway, this family is weird. They're kind of weird anyway. I'm not really sure what their deal is. That day freaked me out. Were they getting ready for an orgy? Was it like swap night? Was it, you know, they're smoking drugs in there? I mean, I have no clue. I still to this day have no clue. And although we were still cordial to them after that, they never invited us over again or never anything again. So it was really abrupt, I guess. And we weren't great friends, but once in a while we just did things together. And so it was just really weird that that caused that kind of a rift in the relationships, I guess. So my question is, she sees me at the store, she turns her head and pretends she doesn't know me. So what the hell? So am I that terrible? Am I horrible? Are we, my husband and myself, are we just terrible, like, you know, hermits that, you know, people are offended at seeing? Like, I have no idea. I don't know what the heck. So before I go off on this tangent any more than I have already, I'm going to actually pause here and stick in one of those quick ads. So bear with me. Keep listening. I'll be right back. All right. Thanks for bearing with me. See, and the ads just aren't that bad. They're not that long. So, I suppose this question that I'm asking, am I terrible? Are we terrible? You could be looking at this very differently because, of course, you have insider information. I literally have disclosed everything to you, my listeners. So, I'll add this disclaimer, I guess, is that if you're looking at me and thinking that I'm a horrible person or I am terrible, Are you only considering that because you know all the horrible things that I've done? And really, they're not that horrible. I've experienced a lot of horrible things that have caused many of my decisions to go one way or the other. Probably the opposite way of what many people would have done. But you have to rationalize that and think, I'm a normal person. I'm middle class. I dress like I'm normal business. I like blue jeans though, but I'm normally dressed normal, like normal middle class soccer mom, probably business person. I think that my husband is the same. We drive decent cars. The house is decent. Nothing is dilapidated. You know, I wear makeup for the most part. During COVID, I've kind of slacked on that a bit. But you wouldn't know those things about me had I not told you. If you saw me on the sidewalk, you would not know those things about me. My neighbors certainly don't know those things about me. My friends don't even know most of those things about me. So, am I horrible? What the heck? Why are people, and granted, it's only two people, and it is days of COVID, so who knows? Maybe I'm reading more into this, but it just seems a little bit strange, maybe. And you know, while I'm on this tangent of you might think I'm horrible because you know my deepest, darkest secrets, you know, I always say that, well, and I don't always say this, I'm an ass if I say that, but you should always live by this. And I try to, so I should say that. It's like people in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. And the meaning of that is you shouldn't look at somebody else and think that they're horrible when you probably do horrible things too, or have horrible things in your past. You shouldn't look at a person and think that they are, you know, yucky or terrible when you have yucky and terrible things that have probably happened in your past too. All right, so I'm done with my tangent. So the question of the day, am I terrible? I think that I'm not terrible. In fact, I was just going through a bunch of old pictures and looking at all the times that I've volunteered in the kids' schools and all the birthday parties and a lot of things that I've forgotten. And my life has actually been really good. And my life with my kids have been really good. And it's funny because you get so caught up in the here and now that you tend to forget those old times. But when you're forced to look at them and you know, you realize that those things happened and how it was different because the kids were small, then you kind of reflect and even it out and justify. And honestly, I think that my kids have forgotten quite a few of those times. I think that they're so caught up in the here and now and trying to grow up and figure out who they are, being busy with school and work and all of that. I think that they've forgotten how much they used to smile and how much they used to play and, you know, how clingy they were to me. And that's just really, I don't know, good memories, I guess. As I sit here and look at all my pictures on the wall. So anyway, I don't really have any ending thoughts today. I don't know. I guess maybe my ending thought is that I sit here and I'm reflecting on if I'm terrible, if I'm a horrible person, if there's reasoning behind my neighbors and the guy that we used to shop from. If there's reasoning behind them kind of snubbing us, and I don't think there is. I don't think they have any cause to be like that. Maybe I caught them on off days. Maybe I'm just being paranoid. Maybe I'm just feeling a little bit blue, like I have been during this whole COVID episode. I haven't caught COVID yet, knock on wood. But I'm actually feeling like I got a head cold or something going on right now. You can probably tell from my voice. So who knows? I think it's important to reflect on memories and think about the good times, though, especially if you're feeling blue. And if there's anybody out there that's feeling blue, I encourage you to reach out to me, to others, to friends, to family. Go through old photographs and old memories of when times were better, because times will be better again. You know, there's always ups and downs. You can't stay in a lull moment forever. It's just not the way it works. So stick with it. Be better. I'm not terrible. You're not terrible. And we'll just all survive this life together until we're done. So thanks for listening. I feel like the ending of this episode was a little weird, but I guess I'm a little weird. So there you go. All right. Thanks for listening. I wish you all the best and good health. Until next time. Bye-bye.